Track 6, Extract 3. You hear two people on a book review program talking about a book called The Children of Húrin.
I have to say that I found The Children of Húrin completely absorbing, far more so than I expected. But it's hardly uplifting, is it?
No. Even from the early pages, one has a great sense that all is not going to end well for the central character, Túrin. He is a hero in the sense that he is a brave, honourable man on a mission, but fate delivers him one cruel blow after another. As events unfold, you can see how tragedy is inescapable.
Now, the book is based on various manuscripts that J.R.R. Tolkien never completed before he died, and it's taken his son Christopher 30 years to put them together as a single cohesive story.
That's right. And overall, he really has produced a thing of beauty. Readers will notice, however, that one passage may be written in some kind of ancient English, and then the next in a more contemporary manner, as you'd expect in a book pieced together from manuscripts written over a 50-year period. And that can be a little distracting. Tolkien's characterization is sometimes underdeveloped, but not so this time. As Christopher has given us a hero, we can identify...